The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's 7:05 on March the 31st. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming at KCNR1460.com, and we're just chatting along at the same time. You know, and speaking of chatting, here's Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
Hey, how you doing there, Bad Bob?
Quite well. Lovely weather this morning.
Why are you wearing so many heavy clothes? You know.
Because I'm sitting right under the AC vent.
Well, you know, here we are. We've, for a year and 4 months, 16 months, we have fought the battle of the air conditioner here, and up to now, we've been losing. Now they've reversed it, so now it's we're hanging sides of beef in here. No offense, of course. Okay, but you know what? Being cool is the way to be, and we have her, Miss Cool.
Well, Linda Bott. Well, good morning. I'm not sure how cool it's going to be today because we have a high of 85. Isn't that exciting? Mostly sunny today, or just absolutely sunny with mostly clear this evening, low 55. And we're going to looks like we've got pretty much that going on tomorrow. Saturday, we have a chance of showers. And again, Sunday is going to be sunny and just a wonderful time now. Great to get back to think about spring cleaning and getting into spring is around the corner. We're going to be talking about a lot of events that are going on this weekend. We have tickets to give away, special guests in the house. And, oh, well, let's just see how much you're going to pay attention because these are really important tickets, and I was given the green light to give these away yesterday. And we are going to be selling them as well, but I was allocated to give away 4, but I'm giving away 2. Two tickets to the show and shine up in Anselmo's, where they're going to actually have a luau. It's going to be very high end, as you know, at Anselmo. And so I have been told by the manager, Debbie, up there, go ahead and give away 2 tickets. And so I, right now, first caller, 605-4567, if you want to go up. I think it's April 13th.
April 14th. It's April 14th. They're going to have the stars from American Graffiti are going to be up there. Candy Clark, Bo Hopkins, Paul Amott. They're going to have a luau. They're going to have, just dozens and dozens of cars. It's going to be a great event. We're going to be up there. We can't wait. Last year was fantastic. Music by Double Take. I mean, you're talking about a great day.
Right.
And from 10 till 5. And right. These are free tickets.
Thank you. I might be a little slow, and I just realized that it is Thursday. It is the 14th. We obviously have a winner now. Now, this day in history, to the City of Lights we go, down the beautiful streets of Paris under the Arc de Triomphe, and there before us, the site of one of the world's most photographed and well-known landmarks, the Eiffel Tower. It was on this day in 1889 that the structure opened in Gay Paris. A beautiful sight? No, well, not so. Writers Guy de Maupassant and Alexandre Dumas, who condemned the Eiffel Tower as a horrid nightmare. Well, no pleasing some people would guess, but the Eiffel Tower was named after its designer, architect Alexandre Gustave Eiffel, who built the structure for the Paris Exhibition in 1889. Now, see if you can guess that. See if you can say that again with your mouth full. Alexandre Gustave Eiffel. Is it Eiffel or Eiffel? There you go. This day in history.
Hey, we've already had the winner. Rich, you won the Anselmo Show and Shine tickets.
And a shout-out to Rich. I used to work with him over at North Valley. So congratulations. He's a loyal listener. And we've got a couple of those in various businesses around town.
Well, Rich, thanks a lot for listening. One, and I know you're going to have a great time up there. When you're up there, make sure you say hello to us. when we're up there, because we're going to get up there right after the show, be there when it starts, and it's going to be great. That's April 14th. We're going to give away two more tickets here in the next week or two, but we have tickets for sale here also at, you know, for the show in Shine, and they're $15 a piece. So if you want a set or four or eight or 43 of them, which is, I think, all we have,
you may
come on down.
You may want to be listening tonight to my show, On the Spot with Linda Bott. Not only am I going to have fabulous musical guests, I am going to give away two more tickets.
Okay. All right. Hey, look, we got to take a break here, hon. And we've got people standing out there. We got some quick announcements to make. We want to welcome home a veteran that got home last night. We're going to do that as soon as we get back. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio at 7:10 in the morning on March the 31st. This is Free Fire Radio.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, and Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Do your customers react to your direct mail with indifference, if at all? I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCal Presort. Direct mail has been and will continue to be an effective tool to drive sales, currently at $556 billion. There is a program to follow to get results in direct mail. 1. Decide who your absolute perfect customer is and talk just to that person. 2. Give everyone you mail to a reason to do business with you, now, instead of your competition. 3. Design your mail piece, keeping United States Postal Service requirements in the mix. 4. Track your results. Talk to your customers as they respond and adjust your campaign for the next crucial step. Then repeat. We all have busy lives and need to be reminded. A program is just that, a program, and it must be repeated to maintain or build recognition with your customers. NorCal Presort knows how to save you time and money with your direct mail. Come and see us at 835 Industrial or call 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Boating season is coming up fast, and with the lakes near capacity, hundreds of our friends and neighbors will be taking to the water this summer. Sadly, over the past 12 months, 65 Californians died in boating accidents. Most of them were not wearing life jackets, which could have prevented a needless tragedy. The United States Coast Guard Auxiliary Redding Flotilla 39 is offering the new About Boating Safety class this Saturday at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Redding. This all-day course will help you to learn how to operate your boat safely and responsibly, legal requirements, and what to do in an emergency. Remember, the average family boat weighs 3 tons and doesn't have brakes. For more information or to sign up for the About Boating Safety class, including times and fees, call 547-4951. That's 547-4951. Or you can email Bob at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:14, March the 31st, the last day of March. And you know what tomorrow is?
April Fool.
Oh, well,
I'm not
hadn't
sure,
thought of
but
that.
I know that Bob,
okay, that's right. That's
Bob
what it
officially
is.
Was doing major air guitar strikage of the chord.
Okay. Hey,
yeah.
Look, you know what? What's the weather today?
What's the weather? Where am I? 54 degrees currently right now, and it's going to be high today with 85. Mostly clear tonight with 55. I want to say that the weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. So congratulations, Rich. You won those tickets, speaking of Ensalmos. And tomorrow night, Pat Karch and Joe Catania will be out performing from 6 to 9.
Hey, you'd like to welcome home my hero. Last night, Mayor Ms. MacArthur gave me a call about 5 o'clock and said She's just getting back from Sacramento. We're going to have Patrick Jones is calling in today. I think they're going to talk a little bit about what happened yesterday. She said that a young lady said her husband was coming home from Afghanistan after a year there as a medic on a medevac bird. And could somebody just, you know, meet him there? Well, you know, the mayor calls me, Missy calls me, and I did the thing that I always do. I call Jeff Nelson from the Patriot Guard Riders, and I just said, warrior returning. And then when he headed on down there. So at 8 o'clock last night, Sergeant Patrick Modestet returned home from a year in Afghanistan. He's part of the California National Guard. I think he's got a year left in his enlistment, but he was, I tell you what, you talk about a young man, a young big man, that was kind of in awe of what was happening with all these people standing down there. And I shouldn't say in awe, but he was surprised when he got off the plane. The flags, the people, KRCR, Channel 7 was there. I mean, it was great. It was a great opportunity to welcome this young warrior home. And as his wife says, he's not leaving again. We're going to have him on the show here as soon as possible. We'll talk about his tour over there. Anyway, welcome home, Sergeant Patrick Modestet. We're proud of you, son.
Hello.
And speaking of other people we're proud of that's serving our country, Charlie Thompson.
Good morning.
Good morning,
welcome,
Charlie.
Welcome to the show. Get up in that, Mike.
Specialist.
Yeah.
Specialist. Lean in.
And there you go. Is that better?
Okay. Hey, now, Charlie, you're in here for a specific reason, just besides the fact that, you know, that we like having you on anyway. But you're here today for something specific.
Yes, to talk about the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council Veterans Advocate of the Year Award Banquet. Wow, that was a mouthful. We need an acronym for that or something. But it's the CVAC's annual award banquet, and this year we are going to be honoring the individual Veterans Advocate of the Year and the group Veterans Advocate of the Year. And it will be for the year 2010. We'll be honoring it April 30th at the Veterans Hall. And we're still taking nominations. We had originally had the nominations due on the 30th yesterday. And then I had such a tough time, Carl, bless his heart, trying to track me down to help me out and get me on the show here while I was running about the state.
Yes, we had various times for
yes,
you.
Yes, we did. I know. I was serving my country. But
you do it nicely. Thank you.
I've used that one before.
That's a good one.
Where have you been for the last 12 years? I've been serving my country.
And we extended the deadline to Monday so that anyone who was listening to the show who would like to nominate someone would have the opportunity to put the application or the nomination together. And I also want to say that anyone who has turned in a nomination, if you feel like you need more time and you want to take advantage of having a few extra days, feel free to do that, to redo, add to, augment, and forward it again. Pete Stiglich is the chairman of the she calls it the scoring committee because we're really just scoring the nominations, and then the committee adds together and averages, and that's how they are selecting the advocate. It's not really they're trying to make it as objective as
okay,
possible.
Okay, could you just like for the layman, civilian, what are you talking about? What are you talking? I mean, please break it down.
Break it down. Okay. Well, you know, we live in an area that is just filled with people who work on behalf of our veterans and our military. It's just part of our culture. So what CVAC decided to do was create this opportunity to, and which I know some other organizations do this, to recognize a person, and it's just for that finite period of 2010, January 1st to December 31st, who we can quantify all of the work that they've done. So there's basically three categories. One is veterans, general veterans advocacy. One is community service, and the other category is teaming. So teaming with other veterans organizations on behalf of our veterans and our military. And then there's just this score sheet where everyone on the committee sits and, you know, points from 0 to 50 or something like that. And then we add it all together, and then we say, hey, you're fabulous, and give you an award, and we have a big dinner. And
do you have to be in the military to make the nomination?
Absolutely not.
Where do you get the nomination slips?
You can call me at 524-1214. Or charlieT@packbell.net. You guys, if you could put that up on your thing, but it's charlieT@packbell.net, and we will email all of the criteria to you.
Is there places like people could pick up these? I mean, pick up this piece of paper, like a, you know, this nomination.
Some people don't like computers.
Really?
Yes.
And some people don't have them. And like if you printed out a number of them, you could bring them down here and we'll put them on our counter right here at KCNR.
Sure. I need to get an ink cartridge for my printer, but I'll take care of that this morning.
Okay.
If you email it to us, we will print them and put them out here. We actually have print cartridges here. Yeah.
All right, so that's interesting. I mean, we just need to find out, you know, what's the criteria. And could you share with those who might be very so appreciative, not might, that very appreciative of all things veteran, break down what CVAC is?
CVAC is the umbrella organization for the other veterans organizations in the county. It's been around since about the mid-'80s, and it's a county-sanctioned is it sanctioned or chartered, I think is the correct term. It's a county chartered veterans organization that they just felt it would be beneficial to have one focal point instead of having a bunch of different organizations that they were communicating with. So the idea is that the other organizations are members of CVAC. We all get together quarterly and we talk about things that we're trying to do, maybe legislature that we're trying to support or not support and things like that. And then the members of CVAC go back to their groups and pass on the information. And
it's a great organization. It's an umbrella organization because we have so many here North State. Okay, Charlie.
I'm just talking about the fact, the reason I didn't mean to interrupt, but, you know, I'm around you, the people who have served in the military, and they start, you know, doing these, you know, abbreviations and, you know, letters and,
acronyms.
You know.
Acronyms.
Yeah, and some of us are just like, well, tell us, explain that to us. So I thank you so much for breaking that down.
Well, sometimes we don't even know what they mean, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is acronyms in the Army are different than the acronyms in the Marine Corps. And so it's, the ones that are funny. You know, they don't mean anything. You know, usually all mean the same. BAMSIS and FUBAR. I mean, FUBAR exactly. Is universal, but, you know. Anyway, hey, look, Charlie, thank you so much for coming in, and we'll print those out. So if you want to make a nomination for the veteran, the Veterans Advocate and the Veterans Advocate Agency or group of the year, just come on down, and we'll have them here later on today. And right. Pick that up, and you need those by Monday, right?
Yes. Yes, all and right. If you need have any questions, need any help, give us a call.
Okay,
Carl's specialist. Looking at the clock. Yeah,
we're way over. Specialist Charlie Thompson. Charlie, thanks a lot. You're always welcome here.
You're welcome.
All right, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, break time.
Rita Dermatology and Laser Institute of Red Bluff is proud to introduce our new medical director, Dr. Derek Adams. He has a unique blend of medical and artistic skills.
I've been a lifelong sculptor, and I've come from a family of oil painters as well, too. And I think that the blend of that artistic side, along with my love of science and my love of people, led me to dermatology.
Dr. Adams feels most at home in a small town and wants to educate the people of Redding, Red Bluff, and the surrounding areas about the benefits of cosmetic dermatology.
The two biggest misconceptions people have about cosmetic dermatology is one, that it's expensive, and two, that they don't deserve it. And I would ask that you just give us a chance to dispel those myths.
For more information, visit us online at VitaDermInstitute.com. For an appointment with our board-certified dermatologist, call 528-VITA.
Everywhere around the world. If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
One, two, three, here we go.
Linda Bot on the spot.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me right here on KCNR 1460, Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to be talking about film, fashion, fun, what's hot and what's not, or On the Spot with Linda Bott. Thursdays here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by Elegant Soul, the Mount Shasta Mall, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, Dandelion Boutique, and Finders Keepers. Well, welcome back. It's KCNR 1460. And this is Carl and Linda Bott here. Looking forward to my show tonight. I've got some really great guests. I'm going to have the Von Trapp Singers. Yeah, we're going to have a little sneak-in preview of what's going on with Sound of Music. And a guy that I can't wait for you to all hear, he's going viral. His name is Zach Euler. And I'm going to be giving away more tickets to the show in Shine out at Anselmo.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. That's right, B&T Satellite. Don't call that 800 number. Call 244-1988 for Dish Satellite. Doug Tooley has been in the business since 1985. He's a veteran. He does great work. He guarantees that he's a local guy. That's Dish Satellite, 244-1988.
Going to be high today. The weather is going to reach 85. Beautiful sunny day and mostly clear tonight with 55 degrees. We're really excited about that. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, but doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it just feel good to have the sunshine on your head?
It does. It does. What's happening in the world? We just got a few minutes here. It looks like the forces loyal to Gaddafi are continuing to hold key towns, and they're pushing the rebels back. And the fragile international coalition is fighting among themselves. Now, it seems that the coalition is now taking over the airstrikes in order to protect the Libyan civilians from attack. It is now looking at attacking the forces to protect the rebels. And also in an exclusive report for Reuters, Mark Hasenhow writes that Obama has issued a secret presidential finding authorizing covert U.S. support for Libyan rebels. We kind of always knew that. They kind of always do. They sign these things, now whether they implement them or not. However, do we have people on the ground, according to everybody that you listen to? We do. They're in their targeting. But the point is are they there going to start training the rebels? Here's the big questions, my friends. Are we going to start arming the rebels? There are talks. There are hints. There is a taint of Al-Qaeda being part of the rebel movement. Are we going to be arming the rebels? Are we going to be putting forces on the ground, which it looks like we're already starting to do that, but are we going to start training them on how to fight? Are we going to give them weapons and then train them how to use the weapons when we don't know who the opposition really is? It's the point is that the people familiar with U.S. intelligence procedures said that the presidential covert action findings are normal, which I've mentioned before, and they're crafted to provide broad authorization for a range of potential U.S. government actions. Now, to have them carried out, though, the delivery of cash or weapons, the White House also would have to give additional permission allowing each activity. Now, at the same time, there is an arms embargo against Libya. So how do you provide weapons during an arms embargo? This is a United Nations sanctioned arms embargo that went over, you know, it's in Libya. So how do you, you know, get past that? But I'm sure there's loopholes in it because we'll find a way to do that. If indeed we decide that we want to aid this, if we want to give weapons to the rebels. Meanwhile, Gaddafi's ministry of one of his chief advisors has defected, it appears, and has landed in England.
Yes, and refresh my memory, Colonel. Did, in fact, some of the weapons that we gave to the Mujahideen in Afghanistan end up being used against our people later?
Oh, sure. And, we armed them
There's
for years.
Bad idea.
Yeah, but here the point is here we are in our last minute here. We're into Libya. Now we're bombing, and now we're going after his forces. Now, what Gaddafi has done is, hey, he's fighting them on the ground, and he's beating them. So what do we do next? What comes next? We're still not clear on what our mission there is. Are we to replace him or to keep people from being killed? You can't do both because one is going to take loss of lives. Linda and Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio. Join us after the news.
from the Fox Business Network. Today, we will finally get the information we've been fighting for years. The Federal Reserve is releasing information on which banks it lent money to during the financial crisis. The Fed releasing 25,000 documents. The Fed and the banks wanted to keep this secret, but Fox Business Network fought it in court to make it public. And David Sokol has unexpectedly resigned from his position at Berkshire Hathaway. Sokol was widely seen as the leading successor to Warren Buffett at the helm of Berkshire. He's now facing questions about the timing of a recent stock deal with Lubrizol. Fox Business's Charlie Gasparino has learned that this could lead to an investigation by the SEC. And new applications by people seeking unemployment benefits edged lower last week. The Labor Department says that the number of people who filed first-time jobless claims fell by 6,000 to a seasonally adjusted 388,000. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Shabani Joshi.
30 years ago, I wasn't worried about retirement. As an airman, mutual funds and 401ks weren't a priority.
Fortunately, USAA was thinking about his future. Our commitment to the financial needs of our military veterans who have honorably served and their families is without equal. For your copy of our free retirement guide, go to usaa.com/retirement or call 877-242-USAA.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated.
Is poker your passion? Stop by Wind River Casino and play in the $15,000 high-stakes spring classic tournament on April 2nd at 10 a.m. at the Wind River Casino Event Center. This is a one-day tournament, so book your seat now. Your $170 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. A $50 rebuy will get you an additional $5,000 in chips. $17,000 in chips available with rebuys and bonuses. Food will be served for all entrants. This major poker tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at WinRiverCasino.com. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $15,000 Spring Classic High Stakes Poker Tournament on Saturday, April 2nd at 10 a.m. It's better on the river.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms. From animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:34 in the morning, March the 31st. This is it, the last day. You know what we're going to do for April Fool's tomorrow? Hey, you know what, Bad Bob? You think you're getting that check? April Fool's. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress. Breakfast specials, Monday through Friday. I always, you know, every day, you know, we have several things we can talk about. Lumberjacks, or they do so many things, but I really think their breakfast specials are special. $3.99 for ham and eggs, big plate of ham and eggs. You got chicken fried steak for a little bit more, and New York steak and eggs for $5.99. Great prices, great place to visit. People are really friendly, a local business owned by local residents here. I mean, it's great. It's clean. It's a fun place and great food. Lumberjacks, 501 East Cypress.
A Okay, we were joking about the fact that it's April 1st tomorrow, and you know, you can come home and say to your sweetie, honey, I'm going to take you out to the 10th annual Salmon Feed, a sportsman's dinner and auction raffle, and it's going to be the best salmon feed that you've ever been to in your life. And she'll look at you and say, oh, April Fool's right. Nope, showing you two tickets. And we are here with Curtis Byron today. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. You guys good?
Yeah, we're good. We're really good.
We're good to at least 9:05. Yeah. Then we start crashing at that point. But.
Okay, so the Sunset Rotary, this is one of your big babies.
This is our big baby.
This is your big baby, and it's happening tomorrow night.
Yes.
Share with us.
It's our 10th annual. Our club was founded 10 years ago, and this is our major fundraiser to help support the programs that we do over the years, which we do the Child Diabetes Camp. We fund anywhere from 5 to 10 kids to go to that. We also are really become active in the Shasta County Foster Care Program. But this is our big baby. We have an auction raffle. This year we've expanded it, and we've got, we call it a midway games. We got four different kind of games. And there'll be, you know, putting, toss, wheel, where you can win $50 gift certificates to Jack's and those types of things. So
there are great prizes here, and I just was looking over your raffle prizes and the silent auction prizes, and I mean, you know, anything from a Coram Ranch, we're going to talk about that in a little bit too, a martini basket, of course that's from the Sunset Rotary,
and that, those are leftovers.
That's one of the things they're known for.
Besides, are there cigars in there?
Besides the fact of being known to how they're helping in so many different ways, is that the Sunset Rotary kind of floats in and floats out during those meetings. We're good. Okay. You know, then you've got, and here's your cigar basket, which is good because you have that out there. And you have raffle items. You know, you have rifles. You've got cookers. You've got a chance to go up there and spend a weekend or have dinner with Rick and Patty Bassetti up at their cabin up on the Scott River, which is a beautiful place up there. So it's just, you just name it, it's there that you have. And this is, again, you're doing this for a great reason.
Yeah, we do. And we've been involved. We try to keep a low profile, but, you know, with some of our members, it's hard to do. But, you know, we just like to help, and our focus has been kids. Our high school of choice is Pioneer High School, which is a continuation high school.
I've taught there before when I was substitute teaching.
Yeah, that's our high school. And then, like I said, we got involved a couple of years ago with the diabetes camp, which was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. Brought tears to our eyes when they came in and told us about it. And we've been really, really grateful for them.
Okay, well, Curtis Byron, we're talking, obviously, with Curtis Byron about the 10th Annual Salmon Feed. These are it's a wonderful all-inclusive night. You can go and enjoy some scrumptious food and be able to, you know, bid on some fun auction items and know it's going to a worthy cause. We just completely get behind a noble fundraiser. So where would one get tickets, Curtis?
One could call myself. It's not on the flyer, but call me at 224-2345. You can call Burt Myers. I don't have my glasses on, so I don't know the number there.
242-2010.
Yeah, or Randy Jensen, and that number's no longer good. So his number's 241-6933. And call any one of those numbers, and we can set you up with tickets.
Okay, we're going to put this out. We got our last guest out over Facebook. So, Bad Bob, let's make sure we get this one out too. The little photo there of the main man and the phone numbers there for the Salmon Feed, and we'll put it out over our Free Fire Radio Facebook
too. People can get tickets with your phone number.
Yeah. Thank you.
And so, this is a great, great event.
Yes.
We're talking about superfood. We're talking about, some really great, great auction items, silent auction items, raffle prizes, the whole thing. And it all goes to a good cause.
Can we buy tickets? If we can't be there, can we buy tickets for the raffle?
Sure. Absolutely.
I put you on the spot.
Well, hey, look, if there's a way to spend money, let's just go and find it.
And we want to spend money. We want to share KCNR.
Yeah, you know, with what you. We want you to do is we're going to buy these tickets and let you look at them. And then if we win them, we expect it to be delivered, too, especially if they're big things.
Yeah, okay. For you, I'm in. You know what? And if there's something on this list that you want to buy, you give me a price you will go up to, and I'll buy it for you, too.
Okay, well, talk to me about that. Okay. All right, we got to take a quick break here. We're talking to Curtis Byron. We're talking the 10th Annual Salmon Feed. You know,
tomorrow night,
it's
Holiday
tomorrow
Inn.
Tomorrow night. Yeah, that's right.
And check 740, our Facebook out.
7:40 in the morning, March the 31st. This is Free Fire Radio.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hot cars.
And cool April Nights is back at the Redding Convention Center for the 22nd annual Cool April Nights car show, April 13th through the 17th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Kids Unlimited, Foothill High School Jazz Band, Double Take, and the Fabulous Diamonds.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's, Napa stores, and Dutch Bros.
Don't miss the 22nd annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Convention Center, April 13th through the 17th. Brought to you by KHSL, Peterson Tractor, Fox 20, I-5 Rentals,
KNVN, Shasta.com, Union Bank, Paulson Catering,
Aramark, KRBU, Campora Propane, Best Western Hilltop Inn,
Record Searchlight, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Pepsi, Michelob Ultra,
Cross Petroleum, Hilton Garden Inn, Napa Auto,
C.R. Gibbs, Drosher Equipment, A&I Engines, Wind River,
Crown Motors, and Dutch Bros.
It's back by popular demand. North Valley Bank Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion. The feedback was so positive in 2010, we brought it back, and you could join our family of $500 winners in 2011. Wouldn't an extra $500 come in handy? Just use your North Valley Bank debit card when making your purchases, and you're automatically entered into our weekly drawings for $500. Check out the photo gallery of all our winners on our website, novb.com. You could be one of them. Don't have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. Stop by one of our convenient locations to open a new checking account and order a card today. You could be the next happy recipient of a $500 check on our weekly Friday celebrations. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Make it your card of choice when you're shopping. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be 18 to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 31st, 2011.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:43 in the morning, March the 31st. It's 56 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, not only do they have great coffee at Espresso Joe's, but then you can get these real great cold drinks, tea and frappes and smoothies, these kind of things also at Espresso Joe's, plus that great walk-in humidor. These people at Tobacco and Brew have just got about everything you could possibly want to drink over there, and it's served by people that are extremely friendly. Joe and Shelley have done so much for our community, so much for the veterans. 2143 Hilltop Drive, that's Tobacco and Brew, one of our favorite places. Our guest is Curtis Byron. We're talking to Sam and Fee, but we're going to go to the phones first. So, Don, good morning.
Good morning.
How is one of my favorite show hosts?
Well, thank you. He's doing super. We're going to have a really, I think, an interesting subject on movie talk. We're going to talk about, we'll have an expert on the phone talking about how the tsunami and the unfortunate earthquake will affect TVs, movies, movie taping and the whole industry. It's going to change a lot of things on how it happens.
Out of Japan? Or just everywhere?
Yes. Everywhere. It's going to impact the world in the entertainment industry.
And why is that?
Well, a lot of the tape and the equipment and stuff comes from Japan.
Oh, okay.
And there's going to be a shortage of TVs, the high-end definition, the DVD, the 3D TVs. They're going to be in short supply.
So you're not going to see a bunch of sales on these right now then, huh?
No, it'll give Samsung out of Korea a strong market.
Oh, okay. Samsung makes, you know.
Vizio.
I see a lot of Vizios, too.
The Mitsubishi line only producing the very high end.
What about those American-made TVs?
Yes, good question. Unfortunately, we're going to find that the parts come from Japan that are assembled here.
Yeah, I know. You know, the only thing we've got like that in communications we make anymore, I think, is two tin cans and a string.
Well,
okay, now that's going to be Sunday on your show, right?
That's correct.
Movie Talk.
11 o'clock this Sunday.
That's right. You know what? It's a great show. And tune in and listen about what could be for the future of just everything that has to do with TV, movies, films, all that.
All related.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you again. You have a good day.
You bet. All right, Don Shulman, who has, not only does he do Movie Talk from 11 to 12 on Sundays, he then does Bridal Talk. And, you know, here's a man that fills up any building that he rents to put on bridal things. I mean, I can't believe. I mean, they're lined up down the block.
It's such
on.
A business.
I mean,
bridal
he does
guy.
Such a, he does such a great job at it, you know. And he's such a happy guy. But speaking of a happy guy, Curtis Byron.
Welcome back to the program, Curtis.
Now, we've talked about the salmon feed, but there's something else that you're involved in too that we want to talk about, and that's the Coram Ranch.
Yes.
So you know, that is a place too that people can come.
Okay,
to.
So people are driving. What is Coram Ranch?
Coram Ranch is a guest ranch that my wife and I opened about 12, 13 years ago below Shasta Dam. And we have houses available, family reunions, company retreats, church retreats, those types of things, sleeps up to 40 people. And we've got a game room and horseshoes and basketball. We're right on the Sacramento River, right on the River Rail Trail.
Wow.
And it's just a wonderful place to get away. You can, you know, have family around, do stuff like that. Fishing. Not right now. The river's up a little high.
Can somebody look it up? Would they go? You have a website?
CoramRanch.com.
Okay.
CoRAM.
Yes.
All right. And you also do special needs.
Yeah. We've been involved with the children, special needs children out there. My wife, Debbie, runs it, and she donates to the American Cancer Society. Weekends out there for them. KIXC, we're really involved with KIXC. Anything local, those types of things, she's really anxious to get involved in.
That's wonderful.
We support KIXC also, and we need our local programming here. They need some more local programming on it, but it's still a great place too.
So horseback riding?
Oh, yeah.
Are there horses out there, or do you have to trailer them in?
No, we have 9 horses and mules. We have 3 mules.
Riding mules?
Yeah, 2 of them are.
How much? How long are the trails that you can go on, take people on trail rides?
Well, we have 200 acres out there, and we have trails out there that we've developed that the motorcycle riders, you know, that you aren't competing with the motorcycle guys out there, because we are in the middle of the OHV area. And then we're right on the River Rail Trail. So we can ride all the way to Redding if we want to. Haven't done it yet.
It has to be really peaceful, just the sound of that.
On the horseback ride, there's a tunnel, because it's right on the old railroad grade, and we've got the horses to go through the tunnel.
Oh,
that's so you get to ride through the tunnel, and then she takes you down to Motion Creek, and you ride the horses through the creek.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the Coram Ranch, and you have this available for a number of different things, including nonprofits and this to help people.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, Curtis, you've always been, since we've known you, you've been extremely helpful to, you know, our community and supportive of the community and doing things for other people. I mean, it's great to know you. And we're more than happy to put the word out about this.
Thank you.
Now, to get a hold of you is that 224-224-2345. 2345. That's good. Yeah. 224-2345. And that's going in Facebook, so everybody will be able to see that.
There you go.
Great.
So check out our Facebook today. And Curtis Byron, thank you so much.
And thank you guys for everything you guys do, because I'm just trying to keep up.
Okay, take care and have a great salmon feed tomorrow night. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, 7:50 in the morning, March the 31st. Stand by for tomorrow. This is Free Fire Radio.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Even with gold tripling over the last 6 years and silver's recent doubling, there are still skeptics who will say, you can't eat gold and silver. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, fair enough. That's why in addition to buying and selling gold and silver, we also offer emergency food packs from Food for Health. These stackable pails with a 20-year shelf life contain a full menu of 200 vitamin-fortified adult servings. The best part is that for less than 50 cents per serving, you can get this food cheaper at the Patriot than you can directly from Food for Health. And that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your old gold and silver jewelry for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, Tuesday through Saturday at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to Roundtable Pizza, and get peace of mind today for less.
Slow down. Too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
A word from the cast of Hot in Cleveland.
Want to hear a joke?
Oh, yes, yes. Sure.
What's the number one killer of women?
Well, you're still here, so that rules out crankiness.
And tracksuits.
Heart disease.
But that's a joke?
Oh, no, it's an absolute fact, but the American Heart Association says you can save lives by passing it along to five women you love.
Aww.
So I'm starting with three I tolerate. That's a joke.
Find out more at GoRedForWomen.org.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
56 degrees right now. It's going to be high of 86. The temperatures are rolling. Oh, I was hoping there was going to be another beat coming in. Boom, boom. 753, Carl. Are we having a good time?
We're having a good time.
All right. You know,
hey, let's talk about some things here before we have before we hit the news at 8 o'clock, and then we come back talking about Charter City and
let it roll.
Who knows what else comes on. Shasta County residents are more likely to breathe clean air, get preventative health screenings, and graduate from high school than people statewide. But they're also more likely to smoke, live in poverty, and lack access to healthy foods. And it looks like it says here is that Shasta County is rated 42nd out of 56 counties in overall health. And it's measured by the rate of people dying before age 75. And we don't mean dying on air because you know, I've died on air probably at least three times a week. Percent of people who report being in fair or poor health. Number of days people report being in poor physical health. And the number of days people report being in poor mental health. And rate of low birth weight infants. However, Shasta County rose to 36 out of 56 when measuring these factors such as health behavior, clinical care, social and economic factors, and physical environment. So we're falling. Last year, you know what? I remember this from last year, and I think we've fallen like two or three spots from last year where we were, I think, or maybe more. I think we were like 36th or 37th last year, and now we're the 42nd. Why do you think that is, Bad Bob?
I don't know. I just had a sudden insight, kind of a thought. The average person who we say is living in poverty in this 21st century lives and eats better than the nobility of less than 100 years ago, if you think about it.
Well, you know, that's you know, I think, too, if you look at what's poverty that we say below the poverty level, if this is what they're using, okay? Mm-hmm. Poverty level, you'll see people that have cars and TV sets, and they may be below the poverty level, but they have cell phones and all this. So you got to take a look at that. Now, not everybody, you know, so don't everybody get too excited, because there are people living in abject poverty here. Now, some highlights from the report that came out was that Shasta County exceeds the state average when it comes to diabetic screening and mammograms, though it falls short of the national benchmark. Shasta County has more students graduating from high school, though its unemployment rate, number of children in poverty, is higher. Air pollution is a lot lower here than the state average, but we don't have as much access to healthy food. So I'm not exactly sure what, you know, when they're talking like that, somebody needs to teach me or to educate me on this. And we have Shasta County has a much lower rate of sexually transmitted infections, and its teen birth rate is on par with the state. However, high rate of obesity, excessive drinking, car crashes, and smoking. You know, with famous last words, hey, hold my beer. Okay.
Watch this, y'all.
But, you know, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things going on now. You know, they've started programs. Shasta Regional's got that program, 100 Days of Health. I know that. Is this Nancy Sutton Pierce?
Nancy Sutton Pierce. In fact, she'll be on tonight. Yeah. She's going to be talking about pain management. That there's some programs that are going to be offered from not just from Shasta
Regional.
You're going to want to tune in tonight because it's going to be offered free to the public. But not only that, when we attended the 100 Day Challenge, of course, with Richard Simmons, we laughed so hard, and it inspired so many people that after that she had posted that if you join a 100-day challenge with her, you'll get free yoga. So we're going to be talking about that tonight, but that's pretty awesome.
I think so, too. Okay, let's talk about some other awesome news here, is that Assemblyman Jim Nielsen was honored with the Legislator of the Year Award for 2010 by the California State Council, Vietnam Veterans of America, at the state capitol yesterday. The ceremony was an important part of the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day event. And we had a big event there Saturday that was a huge success out at IGO, and then down here at Yuba Street, we talked about that. And, you know, Dennis Miller, we usually don't make announcements about what goes on in Dennis Miller's show. We like Dennis Miller, as many of you do, and tell us. It's his fourth anniversary today.
Wow!
Yep, Dennis Miller has been on the air 4 years, and he's going to have on the show today Steve Martin, Michael Douglas, Tom Hanks. So, I mean, you're talking about some pretty heavies up there from Hollywood that are going to be on the Dennis Miller Show. Also, an author by the name of Lisa Lapinelli, who has written Chocolate Please, My Adventures in Food, Fat, and Freaks. Sounds like she could fit right here in this station. Yeah! All right, California Community... You know, I'm gonna let it go on that
Wait
one. I've
a
got
minute.
I've got some other things here, but you know, they're kind of like a downer about people cutting back on, you know, the number of colleges and class size and all that because we're in such a state in this economy. But we're coming to come back. We're gonna have Gary Cato. We're gonna be talking the last Charter City meeting. And here's the thing: Gary goes to the city council meetings, the city charter meetings, and he comes in. We talk about it, and then we have him on the show to try and bring out what's happened at the meetings. We also, I believe, Patrick Jones is going to be calling in today and talking about he and several others of the city council were down in Sacramento to find out what was going on down there and talking about budget stuff. And then we're going to be, as soon as we can, have Nielsen or Lamoff on to talk about from their level what is going on down in Sacramento. Is that okay there, boss?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. It's 7:59. It's March the 31st. It's Carl and Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, but also the home of Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. NATO is now in command of the Libyan operation, but Defense Secretary Gates reiterates to Congress,
deposing the Gaddafi regime, as welcome as that eventuality would be, is not part of the military mission.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, live in Washington.
Secretary Gates says the Libyan military is taking a pounding and that that's making a dent.
This NATO-led operation can degrade Gaddafi's military capacity to the point where he and those around him will be forced into a very different set of choices and behaviors.
But he says there's no telling when Colonel Gaddafi might go and that that's likely to be caused by economic and political pressure along with actions taken by his own people. As for helping the opposition, he says what they need badly is training and organization.
It's pretty much a pickup ball game at this point.
But Gates says other nations could provide that. It's not one of America's unique assets. Dave?
Mike, a crack in Gaddafi's regime, Foreign Minister Moussa Koussa resigned and defected to Britain.
He was given permission not to leave for good. He said he needed some medical treatment.
A Libyan government spokesman. Scottish officials want to interview Koussa about 1988's Pan Am flight bombing over Lockerbie. The left and right still at odds over the budget in Congress.
Democrats are rooting for a government shutdown.
House Speaker John Boehner. Democrats maintain Republicans are being too extreme, pushing for too many budget cuts. In Wisconsin, the public battle over restricting the public union collective bargaining, now a confusing court case. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Dave, the question is whether or not Governor Scott Walker's budget repair measure is law. The Secretary of State didn't publish it due to a temporary restraining order, but another state agency did. That has Republicans saying it's law and Democrats saying no, it's not. A county circuit court judge has ruled that the budget repair law is not in effect. So now more questions about whether this judge even has authority in this case. Dave?
Jennifer, two former New Orleans cops sentenced in the shooting death of a man in the chaos right after Hurricane Katrina. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
See that blue OnStar button on your mirror? Push it, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. Even if you're not an OnStar customer, even if you've never pushed your OnStar button before, go ahead and push it, and maybe, just maybe, you could win a top-end Cadillac CTS-V coupe, a GMC Sierra heavy-duty truck, a Chevrolet Camaro convertible, a stylish Buick LaCrosse. Heck, choose a cargo van if that's your thing. It's the vehicle of your choice. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you could be one of 10 people to win. There's no obligation. It's called the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes, because it's all about reaching up and pushing that blue button. Now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method, but only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
They're still littered in the quake and tsunami-devastated area around Japan's nuclear plant, but rising radiation around it making it tough to retrieve them, crews needing full hazmat suits. NASA's prepping for next month's space shuttle launch. Commander Mark Kelly, not yet sure if his wife, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, will be able to attend as she rehabs from being shot in January's Arizona rampage.
Don't have final approval from her doctors yet, but we are pretty hopeful.
Remember studying the planets back in school? Well, NASA is now learning more about Mercury.
Too hot and too cold. Both can be found on Mercury. It's what can be seen in the first close-up pictures of the planet taken from orbit by the Messenger spacecraft. Mercury is hotter than microwave hot, beyond 800 degrees Fahrenheit, but areas of polar craters, which are in permanent shadow, may be 300 below, raising the possibility that ice might be there as well. Messenger will be on duty for 1 year, expected to relay 1,500 planetary images and other data. Bill Vitka, Fox News Radio.
After spending an unexpected night in Cape Canaveral, a Carnival cruise ship is back at sea. The Pride departed early this morning, the day after a storm knocked the ship off its mooring at the dock. Nobody was hurt. It's time for Peanuts and Cracker Jack. Baseball's opening day is here, first pitch in 2 hours.
Has it been 5 months since this?
For the first time since 1954, the Giants are world champions.
Joe Buck on Fox Sports, it's time for baseball again, and everyone sounds optimistic right now.
We're all looking forward to the season to actually start.
Cy Young winner Roy Halladay, now of Philadelphia, part of what may be the best group of starting pitchers in a half century. The Phillies are 3-1 favorites to win the World Series. Today, the season begins in Washington, New York, Cincinnati, Kansas City, St. Louis, and L.A. Some places it will feel a lot more like winter, but at least it will sound like spring. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, not much action. The Dow is up by 10 points. Oil prices also rising, back over $106 a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is 8:05, March the 31st. It's Carl and Linda Bob. We're joined by Bad Bob, of course, here on the boards. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And go to KCNR1460 on your computer.com, KCNR1460.com, and you can join into the chat room and join the chat pack, the 300, the wild bunch, anything you want to call them.
Oh, we're coming up on 56 degrees right now. It's going to be a beautiful day with a high of 85, clear and sunny, and tonight will be mostly clear with 55. A couple of announcements to make. Of course, we've got the Boondocker Ball that's happening this weekend.
That's Saturday night?
Saturday night. Tickets are still available. You can go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center or call 378-2280. The Straight Ahead Big Band. You guys, this is a spectacular night. People dress in costume. You don't have to. But it is a real flashback into kind of a USO wonderful evening. And also a couple things I want to tell you about on the 30th at Maritime Seafood Grill. I know that's sometime off, April 30th, but we're starting to look at April. Elegant Soul is going to be doing a fashion show, and she's asked me to be in that fashion show. That is a lot of fun. Gals and guys, it's a wonderful lunch, and you get to see what's happening with spring fashion. We also want to let you know that tomorrow night at Anselmo Vineyards, we've got Pat Karch, Joe Catania, and a wonderful quartet out there from 6 to 9. And be listening tonight, of course, to On the Spot with Linda Bott, where I'm going to be giving two more tickets away to the Show and Shine out at Anselmo's. We're going to be giving a couple tickets away in this hour for A Bench in the Sun, which is going to be happening April 15th. So we just want to thank you. So we have all these tickets and stuff that we're giving away. Love it.
We do. And there's just a lot of things going on. We've got a military group coming in here out at Simpson here, I think, on April 9th. Just a number of things we're going to talk about. And now the weather's good. And then plus I've been getting reports from reconnaissance teams up north that the ground squirrel conditions up there are pretty rough. That the forces that are up there, they're trying to keep these squirrels from there, coming down to Redding itself.
Really?
Are under attack, that they need reinforcements.
Yes.
We may need to, Linda, we may need to camo up.
I'm going to
and go on up and then try and bring in a reinforcing column.
Am I going to have to paint my face and crawl on my belly?
Like you did last time with this. But you know what? Most of us will shoot from distances. Linda crawls, puts on her camouflage. She puts one of those like camouflage bandanas over her hair. She paints her face so it's, you know, camouflage. And then she goes in close with him, and she pops him with a silenced 22 pistol.
She wants to look him in the beady little eyes.
Sorry.
She looks at him, and she sees her bloodshot little eyes and are looking at her. And she
ask
goes,
him
and she
if I care. Pop, 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 pop. I don't care. Listen, though, seriously, I want to give a shout-out to Jane at the Fish and Game. I went yesterday to renew my hunting license. It's true. And she was so helpful, and it was 10 minutes. This was a nice story because they closed in 10 minutes, and I called from the house and said, you know, something's going on with my license. I just tried to renew it over at CVS or something. Buying a birthday card, getting a hunting license, and, you know, only in Reading in the North State can you do that, you know?
Pick up ammo, so. and maybe a gun at the same time. That's right. Hey, I'll have an aspirin, I'll have a hunting license, and 46 boxes of ammunition.
And a birthday card for my girlfriend. So, anyway, something happened, and they couldn't figure it out in their computer, and that's okay. So I went home, and I called Fish and Game, and Jane answered the phone. Boom, I went down there, and they were so very helpful to me and kind, and they said you've got to really pay attention because there's a lot of rules that are changing this year. That's what they said. Be aware, there's a lot of rules. Not Jane, but the gal who actually checked me out at the end, and I got, by the way, the hunting license looks like a Costco slip. It's like a blue receipt.
Yeah.
I said, what happened to the pretty ones that they had about 3 years
ago? A
little
deer on it.
Yes,
little,
they were beautiful. You could frame them. She
They're
said, I know.
Money.
And I said,
money.
I know it sounds girly, and they were all women in there. Yes, that sound, but that's okay. Anyway, should we take a break? We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about what's really important happening right now with Gary Cadd. This is Carla Linda Body here on KCNR 1460.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Imagine the peace of mind in knowing that your loved one could safely remain at home as long as possible. Hi, my name is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers. Home Helpers is introducing DirectLink in-home emergency monitoring system. Now your loved one can get help with the touch of a button. By simply pressing a small wireless button worn around the neck or wrist, DirectLink's trained staff will respond immediately. DirectLink is monitored 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Once DirectLink is activated, our trained staff speaks through a two-way speaker system to assess the situation and call up to six contacts, including family, neighbors, or 911. DirectLink allows peace of mind for family members and safety and independence for your loved one. DirectLink is very affordable and there are no contracts to sign. A lockbox for spare key storage is included with every unit. Call Home Helpers today to learn more about DirectLink at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. After all, there is no place like home.
As hard as it may be to believe, every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is raped. On Saturday, April 9th, real men in Shasta County are going to step into the shoes of women everywhere and walk a mile to bring awareness to all victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. Are you man enough to walk that mile? Won't you please step up and walk a mile to help end rape and sexual assault on April 9th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Market Street Promenade. High heels are requested for men, and you can call for Shoe Sources at 244-0118 extension 202. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Please join the men's walk on April 9th. For more information or to register for the walk, please call 244-0118, 244-0118 extension 202, or go online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org. Every man who raises at least $100 for this cause will qualify for a special Walk a Mile t-shirt. Walk, toddle, skip, or limp, but please join us as we fight domestic abuse. April 9th at the Market Street Promenade. Women everywhere will thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl Linda Botts, 8:13 in the morning on March the 31st.
You know what the first line is to that song?
No.
I must have been few through about a million girls.
No, this is Huey Lewis. This is not Fold Around and Fell.
Oh, well.
Well, so much. Okay, forget everything we said after. Hey, this is Carl Linda Botts.
All right.
Yeah, our guest is Gary Cadd. We're going to be talking Charter City. And to answer one of our chatters, when I first came to this, it was all it was to ask questions on the to the host to avoid calling. However, I see the host seldom comment on the comments. That's okay. Let me explain why that may be happening there, my friends, because it's true. It goes by so fast that if I'm staring at the chat room, then I'm not looking at our guest. I'm not looking at who here is talking. And then if I'm looking at the chat room, and I try to take down some things, Bob takes down some things, but then if I'm not watching the guest and listening really to what they're saying, I will turn around and ask the same question again at some point, especially with two of us asking questions. So give us a little break here. If it's important, as some people have, run it back again and say second time. And then Bob will try and write it down, and we'll write it down. So please, you know, mea culpa, but it goes by fast. Now, we've got Coach Bob on the line. Coach Bob.
Morning.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, good morning, all you people. Just a quick comment while I take my cat to the vet. I had to leave the chat room to go take care of medical business, but you made a comment about the one of the Army musical groups going to be out at Simpson College on the 9th of April.
Yes.
That anytime, and this is a free deal, but you have to pick up a ticket. Anytime you can see the Army Field Band, any of the representatives, this one is a rock band. These will be absolutely top shelf musicians and singers. Some of the best talent in the country is in the Army Field Band and the associated bands with it, whether it's, well, Army, Navy, Marine, doesn't matter. They are absolutely some of the best, finest musicians you will ever listen to in the country, and you ought to take advantage of it and go hear them.
Oh, thank you so much. Actually, it's going to be at the Heritage Center April 9th at 7 p.m.
Right.
University here, and it's a six-member rock band, like you said, that's going to play rock, country, jazz, rhythm, and blues. I have heard these guys. I've seen a video on this particular group, and they are fabulous.
I have no doubt. I've never heard them in my life, Linda. I have no doubt they are extraordinary.
Well, thank you, Coach Bob. And we know you do so much musically, too, to support our community, and we high-five you.
Well, unfortunately, I won't be able to make that concert because I'm going to be at a symphony dinner that night. They are conflicting, but anybody that can go to the Army thing should go to it. Well worth it. It's free.
Yeah.
if it cost, it would be well worth it.
Yes,
so, well,
absolutely.
Very much, guys.
Well, thank you so much, Coach Bob. Okay, to answer one more question before we bring on Gary Cadd here. Is the grandfather that was charged in the death of his grandson. This came off the chat room. I think that was what some of the people were talking about. What a tragedy. What a terrible tragedy that the 3-year-old got a hold of the grandfather's pistol and then accidentally shot himself. And the grandfather is being charged. Now, if you look in the past when this has happened, there were no charges. And the outcry at times was you know, big. Why is this person being given a pass and other people aren't? The fact is, it is a tragedy. If you know who the grandfather and everybody, people have come up and talked to us about it. Just how a Vietnam veteran with post-traumatic stress, a series of events that happened that ended up in this tragedy. Should he be charged? You know, I'm glad I don't have to make that decision. I know it's something that he's living with and the family's living with. I've been around other tragedies in families, not of this, but where a child has been severely injured. And it's so sad. So, you know, do I think he should have been charged? In my opinion, you've got to look at the person and the event. Was it done, was there something like, oh, hey, I've got drunk and I just left this stuff out, and then, or I'm under the influence of things, and, you know, should I have, you know, if it's been like that type of carelessness or just plain negligence, yeah, I think probably, yes, in fact, I do. I think they should be charged. If it's something that is a tragic accident and there's those extenuating circumstances, how much more do you want to pile on? Just my opinion. Okay.
If I could mention this too, I'm on a prayer chain, and there was a prayer request came through here the other day where a youngster, 3 years old, accidentally shot themselves with a staple gun, and the staple, I guess, went into the heart, and as yet I haven't heard a follow-up.
Oh my gosh.
On it. But it's somewhat the same thing again, and this is a staple gun that probably dad's a carpenter or something.
Never thought about something like that.
Most staple guns are pretty heavy, and you got to turn them around. So the first thing that popped in my mind, because I've used them before, I wonder, how did the child that young get in that position? So, you know, there's so many things that come up that you really have to look at.
You do, and this the weapon, from everything I've read, was really accessible, and due to a lot of circumstances. And I am not in any way blaming the grandfather on this at all.
I'm not at all, and
I hope nobody thinks that. I'm just in because of all the circumstances along with it. But if it's done through negligence, in the sense of somebody's on drugs, drinking, they've got a history of this kind of thing, then I think you need to take that next step, make sure that never happens again.
I agree.
But a tragedy like this, and what happened to the twin that shot himself, I mean, what more can you do to the family? Okay, we've got to take a break. We're coming back with Gary Cadd, and we will now get to Charter City.
Really going to talk to Gary Cadd.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR. 1460, this is Free Fire Radio.
Wind River Casino's River's Edge Poker Room is a cut above the rest, with you the player in mind. Offering an early bird special Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., the first 18 players receive a free lunch. Try your hand at a variety of games. 3-6 limit Texas Hold'em, 3-5 no limit Texas Hold'em are just a few to name. Play any live game for a chance to win $598 for a four-of-a-kind or straight flush. Spreading any game or limit upon player's request.
Looking for some fun? Join us on Friday, April 1st at 6 o'clock for our $5,000 April Fool's Slot Tournament. Low scores advance, high score and low score bonus. Just $25 to buy in. Offering a $10 optional rebuy limited to the first 200 people. This tournament will sell out fast. Buy in now at the River Club. Prize pool based on participants. For more information, log on to winriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Check us out on Facebook. The fun continues this April at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It's 8:23 in the morning, March the 31st, 57 degrees. It's going to be a great day today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. They've moved to Liberty Street, 1345 Liberty Street. This is Doug Tooley. Do not call the 800 number. Okay, let's make this clearer. Do not call the 800 number because that goes to a different hemisphere. Call 244-1988. Talk to Heather or Doug. He puts in Dish Satellite. He does a great job. He guarantees his work. He's a local. He's a veteran. What else? Why else would you go to somebody else? Now, truthfully, he does great work. He's got great deals there, free HD TV for life. You need to talk to him about that. But why would you go to somebody else in this city? Why would you call an 800 number if he matches the prices, he guarantees his work, and he's a local guy? Yeah, that's what I thought. That's B&T Satellite, Doug Tooley. Hey, Gary Cadd. Finally, Gary.
Good morning.
Everybody's asking questions. They said, no, don't let Gary on. No, they didn't really say that. Okay, you are our person. You are our man at the meetings. What happened at this last Charter City? I understand it was kind of contentious there a week ago today.
Yes, it got rather contentious. The issue at the last City Charter Committee meeting was prevailing wage. And there were quite a number of folks that work under prevailing wage that were there testifying. And then there were quite a smaller number of us that were there standing up for the city. I guess the first thing I'd like to do here, if I could real quickly, let's keep in mind that the city of Reading, since the first part of 08, has cut $19 million out of the budget. They've transferred $7 million from other departments into the budget to make up for budget shortfalls. Right now, the police department is 21 sworn police officers down from what the high that we had in 08. 21 pistol-packing men and women that defend us in town. We're also down 19 public service officers, I should say community service officers. The community service people are the ones that go around and take reports that free up the pistol packers to go out and defend us. So we're making cuts in employees because we don't have the money in this economic downturn. We have one police station and one fire station that's closed. We have 12 firefighters that are their numbers down. We've laid three off and nine have been retired and the positions haven't been filled. We're looking at another roughly $2 million to be cut out of the budget between now and the end of the fiscal year, June 30th. $1 million will be for additional CalPERS payment. If everything stays the same with every employee that we have in the city and everything stays the same throughout the year, it's going to cost us an additional $1 million in the CalPERS payment. Plus the fact that our health care is going up 10%. That's an additional $900,000. So it's roughly, I'm calling it $2 million. It's going to come out of the budget. We have to start saving money. The council has been giving union contracts to the Reading Police Officers Miscellaneous Group, seven people. They are going to pay their 7% CalPERS over a four-year period, but we're giving them a 6% increase in wage, which is basically a wash. The IBEW maintenance, which is some of our maintenance people in the city and different folks, and this is quite a number of people. I don't recall the actual number of folks that are under this contract. They are going to pay their 7% of the employee share of CalPERS over a two-year period, but they're getting a 6% increase in wages.
Isn't this going to be saving money down the road? Isn't
no.
This was the whole thing? Oh,
no,
wait a minute. No, that's according to the city council. And was that if they're going to start paying us, it may not be today we see these savings, but down the road they see these savings, don't they?
Well, we're turning around and asking them to start paying their share of the employee portion of CalPERS and then giving them a raise to make up the difference. And the higher salary they have, the bigger percentage is.
Again, it's different pots of money they're talking about too. I mean, if you listen to the people talking about it, it does have savings down. And when we start talking about going into CalPERS, doesn't it?
Well, if you're taking something away from someone and then giving them a raise to make up the difference,
but I think it has something to do with the fact of the type of funds that we're having, like, that $90 million you're talking about or $100 million, that it does save money at some point here?
This is all general funds, Carl. This all comes out of the general fund.
Okay. All right. So we're giving these raises. Okay. We've talked about that. And that has to do with the Charter City.
Well, under a Charter City, we can better manage our city affairs, our municipal affairs.
How?
And Well, for, just take for one thing. On a city council agenda, number 12 is closed session. That's when the city council goes back in the back room and they do their negotiating. The only time that we the people know what's going on in negotiation is after the deal is struck, after the union and the city agree to a contract.
So do you think all negotiations should be open?
I do. The union members know what's going on. City council and staff know what's going on. And somewhere along the line that we need to start saving money, and we're not saving money. And we need to get these police officers and this fire station back open again.
Well, nobody's disagreeing with that. Okay, nobody's disagreeing with that. We're talking Charter City, and somebody still needs to convince me that we need to go to a Charter City. That this is going to save us money, bring us people back on to the job, and that will make our lives here easier. And I think that's what this committee is doing, right?
Right. This
committee is just finding out if we should go to a charter city.
Right. They're just looking at whether recommend the city council whether they do or do not move forward.
It's still up to the city council then.
Right.
They could come out and say, yeah, we should be a charter city, and the city council can go, nope.
That's right.
Kind of scary, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Got to take a break. Hey, it's Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio on 8:30 on March the 31st. Gary Catt is our guest. We're talking Charter City, and there's a couple of things we're going to come back with, too, about this. This is Free Fire Radio.
Fox Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. There are reports that congressional budget negotiators have a number in mind for long-term spending cuts, but House Speaker John Boehner says
there's no agreement on numbers. And nothing will be agreed to until everything is agreed to.
Not just a matter of how much, but what.
There's still no agreement on the composition of those cuts. Democrats unhappy with Republican cuts to things like Planned Parenthood and public broadcasting.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz in Washington. Our military says it has put a dent in Muammar Gaddafi's muscle in Libya.
We've attrited his overall forces at about the 20 to 25% level. That doesn't mean that he's about to break from a military standpoint, because that's just not the case.
Admiral Mike Mullen, but how long will it be before Gaddafi's regime is toppled?
No one can predict for you how long it will take.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates, he and Mullen appearing on Capitol Hill. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Jerry from Jerry and Fred's Event Rentals. Listen to Bridal Talk every Sunday from 12 to 1 with Don and Robert, and visit us at jerryandfredseventrentals.com.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, it offers award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like no other. Make a lifelong memory satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. For lunch, dinner, or wine tasting hours, call Anselmo Vineyards at 474-5546 or visit our website at anselmovineyards.com. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Carl, you know it has just been announced that you are one of the dancers in Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, July 9th, and you know what that means.
Yeah, it means I'm going to have to get in better shape. So I'm going to head on down to Adamson's Peak Performance, and I'm going to step up our training plan so I can be ready.
Well, Adamson's is our choice for training and fitness advice.
Well, you know, the trainers down there put together specific plans for the individual and to achieve those goals that you want to reach.
Adamson's Peak Performance, on Bocelli next to Yak's.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m.
For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. We love it when you have us tuned on your dial or you are streaming at KCNR1460.com. We love our chat pack. You guys are great. And we know that it's rolling by fast. Never think that we're not paying attention. We just may look away and you may have to post something for us. So please do join us. It's going to be sunny today with a high of 86 degrees, currently 59 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards.
8:35 in the morning, March the 31st. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. This is a great place to get a haircut. DC and Tim, the man in black, give great haircuts, great prices, and they give discounts to veterans, yes. And this is not a place where you get your toes done or your nails. No, 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 no. This is a barbershop, my friends, a true barbershop. They shave around your ears and on your neck. When's the last time that's happened? You don't get that in a beautician's place. In fact, one the other day, a manly kind of guy was there. He said, yeah, well, I go to my beautician. Your beautician? Well, he realized at that point that was a huge mistake to say. Cypress Square Barbershop, not beauticians or barbers, man's last stronghold. Go down and visit them. Our guest, Gary Cadd, and we're talking to Charter City. We kind of get off on the realm, you know, on different things here. And one of the chat's comments was is that prevailing wage, because this is one of the big things, mm-hmm. Charter City, tell me if I'm wrong here.
It is.
That prevailing wage, being able to change prevailing wage. I understand that during the charter, you know, during the meeting Thursday, a lot of people were talking about why they needed to keep prevailing wage. And according to one of our people here in the chat room, they said, well, prevailing wage, the only ones you can change that on is city-owned or city
municipal
contract.
Affairs.
Right, municipal affairs, but not state or feds.
Correct. Yes, the federal government is Davis-Bacon.
Right.
And then the state is prevailing wage. And one thing you have to keep in mind that we, the city of Reading, with the city charter that would have somewhat control of prevailing wage, any money coming from the state, directly from the state, to a particular project would have to have state prevailing wage. The only funds that would be spent on a project would be local money, local funds on a project, and then we could set a prevailing wage. And the thing with it is we're not doing away with prevailing wage. We would set the prevailing wage for our economic area. Right now, the state, I think it's in San Francisco, is where the state agency is that sets prevailing wage. And we would set it to the wages in Shasta County and City of Reading. You can do that. You can do a survey and set it up. Now, some of the folks who spoke the other night said it's far too expensive. Well, if we can save $1.
What's too expensive?
You said to set up to go through and do a survey on our to have local prevailing wage.
Okay,
you would go out and you would say like take electricians for instance. You'd go out and you'd
find out just what the average wage is.
Average wage is
okay.
And there's a formula to set up for right. It. I'd be quite truthful. I don't know the
okay.
The
that's formula. How you do it. All right.
Right. So. The thing with it is we're not doing away with all prevailing wage. It would be just for municipal affairs within the city of Reading. Other funds that come in, Cypress Street Bridge would still be prevailing wage. There are other projects that the city could save money. And it's just it's a way of us saving money. All of us in the private sector are having to save money. We've got businesses in trouble. We've got businesses closed. We've got the other day I'm hearing that there's out of every 8 homes in the United States, that's all 50 states, out of every 8 homes, one of them's empty. I mean, we've got an economic downturn that we have to react to, and we're not turning the corner. It's not looking.
Well, and you're right. And nobody's. I don't think anybody's arguing that. I mean, even though that the unemployment rate has dropped a little bit, it's still 388,000 new claims every week, and that doesn't count how many people that's quit. But before we get to the break, there's what is the prevailing argument why we should not have a charter city? You've been sitting there listening to this.
For the most part, the folks that are coming forward do not want anything done with prevailing wage. So
is that the only argument against the charter city, though? I mean Dick Dickerson, I believe, said, he voted for it, said, I'm not sure what this is going to do. How's it going to make it better? I know a lot of the people there were from the unions, which is and other people. They were saying and talking about prevailing wage. But what is that the only argument against a charter city's prevailing wage?
Well, basically, what's driving behind it, keeping in mind, if you put a city charter into place, then we, the people, can change that city charter, can add to it, subtract from it, take something out of it or add something to it. And in the process of doing that, we've got to keep in mind that we, the people, will make the changes to the charter. The city council will not make any changes. If the council wants to make any change, they can put an initiative on the ballot. If we, the people, want to make a change, we can go out and gather signatures and put it on the ballot if the council doesn't see fit to put it on.
Okay, that's reasons for it. All right. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. 8:40 in the morning, March the 31st. Our guest is Gary Cadd, our man at all the main events here, so we can argue with him and talk about it. We come back, we've got Todd on the phones. This is Free Fire Radio.
I was in line for the buffet at a political gathering when three ladies approached me. One lady looked at my name tag and asked me, "Are you the guy on the radio commercials for Coachmaster?" I replied I was. "We want to comment about the woman who had her own way of explaining the problem with her car. You know, she heard a scream like noise, then felt a kaplunk, and then the warble started. We use the same words for our husbands, and they poke fun at us, like we don't know anything about cars. We all laughed about that," and they continued, "This proves that women may not use the same words as a man, but our explanations are just as valid. It appears the ladies are responsible for adding to the lexicon of car language, because since that commercial ran, several people have come to the shop asking if we could fix the warble in their cars. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California."
Cars. And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Convention Center for the 22nd annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 17th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Kids Unlimited, Foothill High School Jazz Band, Double Take, and the Fabulous Diamonds.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's, Napa Stores, and Dutch Bros.
Don't miss the 22nd annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Convention Center, April 13th through the 17th. Brought to you by KHSL, Peterson Tractor, Fox 20, I-5 Rentals,
KNVN, Shasta.com, Union Bank, Paulson Catering,
Aramar, KRBU, Campora Propane, Best Western Hilltop Inn,
Record Searchlight, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Pepsi, Michelob Ultra,
Cross Petroleum, Hilton Garden Inn, Napa Auto,
CR Gibbs, Drosher Equipment, A&I Engines, Wind River,
Crown Motors, and Dutch Bros.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have four full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 8:44 in the morning on March the 31st. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest is Gary Cadd. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Lumberjacks. That's right. Available Monday through Friday. Pick a pair of lunch, soup and salad, soup and sandwich, or salad and sandwich combos. Great prices, great food, great service. Another local business. Let's go to the phones. Todd, good morning. You are live on KCNR Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning, Todd.
Of course you would.
A question, please, for Gary, if I can.
Sure.
At the last charter meeting I attended, one of the things regarding the wage issue, Mr. Fighton presented a chart, and he on that chart he showed the differences in wages he is required to pay a regular union worker that he would hire for a normal project, and then when he'd had somebody working on a project funded by government monies, the wages he broke down in on line items, and in there was included charges or wages he had to pay for a vacation, say $1 something an hour for vacation, another specific wage or allotment that he had to make for health insurance, another one for apprenticeship training. And I guess my question is, when I was in union years ago, I went through apprentice training, and I got my vacation pay and my apprentice training. That was all provided by the union. Now, I never received additional funds in my paycheck for those charges or for those benefits. What I'm trying to understand is, are workers being paid that specific amount of money, and is the union also receiving monies for those same benefits? Do you happen to know the answer to that?
Well, yeah, I do.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Well, can you hear me now?
Would you go ahead? My wife is listening.
I tell you what, if you want to, we can just if you hang up and you can listen to it on the phone, he'll come back.
That's great. And then one more quickie. If we have a charter city, Gary, in terms of the election process, would that give the city the opportunity to require identification at the polls for voters? And I'll take my answers off the air.
Thanks, Todd.
And thank you for the call, guys.
No, thank you, Todd.
All right. The first part of your question is when an employee gets their paycheck, you know, the old paycheck stub, there are different sections of where money is taken out: vacation money, education funds. There's several different areas. Those monies are held out and held to the union. They don't go to the employee, and the employee doesn't get that amount, and the union get the amount. So their vacation and other areas are held out. They get the salary, and then of course there's deductions and everything.
Okay, so what Todd's saying is this: is that okay? I've got a company. I pay this guy $10 an hour. I take out this stuff every time. Okay, I'm hitting prevailing wage. Now it's $23 an hour. Then he gets the difference. Also, he gets that I believe is what he said. He gets that $23 an hour. But now you take out more money out of his pay.
Well,
to fill all these things.
Because there's different sections. Like there's vacation pay, there's health care pay, there's education set aside. So there the whole total amount on the wage is not what goes into the employee's pocket. Second part of the question, I am forgetting at the moment.
The second thing is, can you make people show who they are, that they're a citizen of this country or a citizen of Redding and Shasta County? You prove that?
I'll tell you what, Todd, I love it. Great question. You know, I am not exactly sure. I have thought about that and ran it by in my head, and I probably should check it out, call Sacramento to find out. But I have a feeling that, yes, we probably could. And we would have a voter ID card or show your driver's license or some way of showing who we are. Because I know I moved here from Alaska 8 years ago, and I still carry around my Alaska voter identification card in my pocket. And if you don't have that and you go up to vote, and maybe your next-door neighbor is a poll worker, and they're sitting there, and you walk up, and if you don't have your card to show even your neighbor, says, I'm sorry, Gary, you can't vote. So you have to have identification to vote.
Here's the problem with that here in California. I think that you're going to have a tough time. I guess you can make harder restrictions, but I think somebody's going to sue you as soon as that happens.
Well,
but should we, you know, should that be done? Absolutely. You come in, you should be able to prove who you are before you vote. Don't tell me the stuff is that, oh, I've got this, you know, that I'm a resident of this country. Don't tell me, oh, here's my PAC Bell address. Wrong. Show that you're a member of our society by being a legal citizen. You can be a member of our society. We will protect you. But don't expect to vote if you're here illegally. Don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, just follow the law.
There you go. Hey, Todd, thanks so much for the phone call. Charles, you're up next. We've got to take a break.
When we come back, you know, the power of live radio is that we just had somebody came by and brought me two tickets for tomorrow night. You're not going to believe where and what they are, but you don't go anywhere because I know first caller's going to get them. We'll be right back. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
It's back by popular demand. North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion. The feedback was so positive in 2010, we brought it back, and you could join our family of $500 winners in 2011. Wouldn't an extra $500 come in handy? Just use your North Valley Bank debit card when making your purchases, and you're automatically entered into our weekly drawings for $500. Check out the photo gallery of all our winners on our website, novb.com. You could be one of them. Don't have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. Stop by one of our convenient locations to open a new checking account and order a card today. You could be the next happy recipient of a $500 check on our weekly Friday celebrations. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Make it your card of choice when you're shopping. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be 18 to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 31st, 2011.
Even with gold tripling over the last 6 years and silver's recent doubling, there are still skeptics who will say, you can't eat gold and silver. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, fair enough. That's why in addition to buying and selling gold and silver, we also offer emergency food packs from Food for Health. These stackable pails with a 20-year shelf life contain a full menu of 200 vitamin-fortified adult servings. The best part is that for less than 50 cents per serving, you can get this food cheaper at the Patriot than you can directly from Food for Health. And that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your old gold and silver jewelry for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, Tuesday through Saturday at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to Roundtable Pizza, and get peace of mind today for less.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great place. They support our veterans. Joe and Shelley are great Americans. Espresso Joe's, finest walk-in humidor in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, we have Charles on the phone, but Charles, just 1 second. Because Dr. Doug Craig just walked in, and he is a season ticket holder for the Sacramento Kings. And he walked in and he said, here's two tickets for tomorrow night's show playing against the Denver Nuggets. That, you know, the Kings, big talk about them moving, so it's not going to be driving down to Sacramento like he used to. Kind of historical tickets here for tomorrow night. And the first caller is going to get two tickets if you want to go see the Sacramento Kings tomorrow night.
ARCO Arena, Sacramento, Friday, April the 1st, starts at 7 p.m. Dr. Doug Craig just gave them to us. He has that great show, Wake Up Call, on Sunday mornings from 10 o'clock. So if you want a ticket to the Sacramento Kings and watch the Denver Nuggets, call us at 605-4567. First callers get it.
And he's season ticket holder, so you know they're good.
All right. Okay, Charles, good morning.
Yes. One other thing that a charter would do is it would give greater latitude in establishing certain civil service rules, such as being able to eliminate the requirement of the requirement to show cause when taking disciplinary action.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, remember when all those people used to approach you, and they were afraid to give their, you know, their names publicly because, you know, certain things, you know, having to do with, you know, the city and permitting and or the county and permitting and so on and so forth? I think I remember hearing you saying something to that effect a few months back.
I think so. It's something like that. The you know, the thing about it is that the charter can be anything we want to put into it.
Well, that's exactly it.
The problem with that is the charter can be anything we want to put in it. It's, you know, it's got to be kind of like, okay, gee, I don't know, do we want to put down every time that there's a you go through one of those you know, first thing I think in a charter we ought to do is get rid of those red light cameras. Personally, that's
not even going to go there.
Okay, hey Charles, thanks for the phone call. We just got a couple minutes left, but that's a good point, Gary. You know, here's the thing: a charter city means that we write the charter. Okay, that's not me. It's got to be.
Hey, by the way, Daryl, congratulations. You won the tickets to the Kings. I'll have him here. I'll give you a call right after the show. So expect a call from me in about 10 minutes.
Okay. You know, the thing about a charter city, you know, it's one of those things. The strength is we get to write the charter. The weakness is we get to write the charter. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole thing comes right back down to is a strong mayor and a strong city council. The problems we're having right now, in some people's opinions, is that we've got we don't have a city council that's responsive to the people. Now, they, of course, will say that's not true. How can you guarantee that you've got a strong mayor and a city council under a charter city?
Well, the thing with it is, with the operation of the city of Reading right now, we have what I would call a weak or a mild city council. Everything that the city staff brings up is pushed through. There is no asking questions. There's no really digging into what's going on with staff. Some of these increases are going on. It's got to be coming from somewhere, coming from staff.
It came from staff, but it went 4-1 vote.
I know, because we don't look into it far enough. Now, I just got it. That tweet went on here a minute ago. That text that just came in to me that I left my cell phone where I could hear it.
What did it say?
It's probably a good thing, because I just got information coming in that, yes, in a city charter, we can put in a voter ID section in the charter.
Okay.
Yes, you can. It's legal to do that. So
okay.
I think it was Todd asked the question, and I'll tell you what, this is right down my alley to do something like that. But the one thing that I would like to say, folks, we've only touched a small part of city charter. I mean, Carl was just bringing up some more issues now. But
I've just got so many questions about this. You know, I'm not saying that I'm not for or against it. And, you know, we got a couple minutes left, so I'll let you have the last word here. Mm-hmm. I'm not for or against it, but I've got to be convinced that this is, if we're going to be changing things, that this is for the good, that it's going to save us money in the short run and the long run, and that people are going to be treated fairly under it, and not, you know, some people that throw, there's a good reason to, okay, let's just put that in there. With unforeseen circumstances, unforeseen, things that happen down the road, you know, the law there that says, oh, this sounds like a good idea, but oh, look what's happened 3 years from now. Mm-hmm. That's my problem here. Okay, well, you get last said.
Well, here's the thing. Just like with Carl, people don't understand a city charter issue. Now, what I would recommend to everyone is come on April the 7th to City Hall Chambers. Will be another city charter meeting. And sit and listen. This is your government. This is your chance to have a constitution for your government. It's time for people to understand what's going on with the issue. Because if you sit and listen to what's going on and listen to the public coming forward and talking, whether it's from the...
Either side, whichever
way you're right. Looking at it. But folks, you've got to be involved in what's going on. We're having hard times. As I read earlier about the budget, we're having hard times. We're down police officers, and you need to come and make yourself available to understand and answer the questions in your mind, what a city charter is going to do for the city of Reading.
I can't agree more with you, Gary Catt. And Gary has been our man on the scene at the city council meetings in the charter city. And as Sharon says, The public can also see the meetings via the city website, but that's afterwards.
Is it live at that point? Well, I think, if I'm not mistaken, some of the city council meetings are live, so it could be live at the same time.
Okay. That wasn't me. Okay.
That was your tweeter saying, we tweeted and we listened. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, Gary, thanks a lot for being here, and we expect you after the next city council meeting and, of course, the next charter city meeting. There's too many things that are important here that we need to get into. We've given away tickets.
We have Daryl, I'll be calling you afterwards, and Rich as well. And don't forget tonight on The Spot with Linda Bott, I'll be having more ticket giveaways. Zach Uhler will be calling in, or actually here doing live music, and all kinds of good stuff. So that's tonight at 6 p.m. Don't forget
Eric
on The
Wittstrom.
Spot with Linda Bott.
Yeah, Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank will be our guest tomorrow. We're going to be talking banking. You know, earlier this week we talked about silver and gold and hedging on that. That was an eye-opener, but we're going to be talking about things that are happening in banks. Can you realize that one of the big banks in America is now charging $5 if you use the ATM? $5? I think it's appropriate now to say it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Getting rid of Gaddafi is not part of what's now a NATO-led mission in Libya. That's one of the many things U.S. Defense Chief Robert Gates is reiterating to Congress. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Washington.
Secretary Gates told the House Armed Services Committee that the U.S. and allied attacks have degraded the Libyan military. But as for when that might convince Colonel Gaddafi to hightail it out of Tripoli...
No one can predict for you how long it will take. For that to happen.
Gates says it's more likely to be a combination of political and economic sanctions, as well as actions by his own people that will finally oust Gaddafi. As for helping the opposition...
What the opposition needs as much as anything right now is some training, some command and control, and some organization.
But Gates says that's something that other nations should be able to supply. Lisa?
And Mike, the new NATO commander for the mission is not in favor of arming the rebels. He also says he's looking into reports that airstrikes on Tripoli may have killed at least 40 civilians. A fresh round of finger pointing.